hour of 8 o'clock. Dan is going to be back. He's on the road. He was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at 10 minutes of 7 this morning. He'll be back home for the big ball game Thursday night, and, of course, be joining me again. You know, I was overwhelmed this week in a way. Donna Banks, my executive assistant, she said, Ken Grombach, do you remember him? I said, do I remember him? I said, I remember when he started on my program. She said, well, he wants to come back. I said, then bring him back. And I've got a book here called Upside, Profiting from the Profound Demographic Shifts Ahead. And it's incredible what Ken has done since he's left. But he came back to be with me and with you for a while this morning. Ken, you look terrific, and boy, I want to tell you, I never thought when you started doing what you were doing with me.
Yeah, crazy business, huh?
My God.
Yeah.
And you're all over the world now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's as I explained, it's counting people, Brad. It's about people. If you don't understand people, money and stuff doesn't mean a thing. It really doesn't.
It's demography. We've talked about that
right
before. I got to ask you just one simple question.
Sure.
I hear so much, and I have great faith in the United States of America. Everybody knows me.
Yep.
And knows that.
Yep, yep.
How is America doing?
Listen, I speak to every sector there is. I speak to trucking. I speak to political, you know, government. I did a big a presentation in Trump's big hotel in Florida for candy, big candy. Can you imagine that? And every sector, Brad, is gearing up for an economy we don't understand, and that is it's going to be really, really good. Brad, the largest generation ever to consume in the United States is currently 13 to 32. They're just starting households. There's 86 million of them. They're going to consume everything. And just one simple fact, we are 25 million housing units short of our needs, which means we're going to build. We need, and once you build housing, then you have to build everything else. You need to build roads. You need to build sewer systems. You need to build retail. You need to build everything. Now, the United States, demographically, couldn't be in a better position, and that is across the board.
Really?
Absolutely.
You know, when you go out now, when you go out, you speak to big corporations.
Major corporations, yes.
You're speaking all the time. How do they react to some of this? I mean, you're a demographer. That's your business.
It's the coolest thing, Brad. Like, I'll speak to an audience of like 500 people, and these are the people, the movers and the shakers. I mean, thank God I've got this business. They fall into two groups. When I'm through, you know, I essentially say God bless America, because, you know, folks, get ready for what's going to happen. There are two groups. There are the groups that come up and talk to me, and there are the groups that grab their phones and run out of the building and make some decisions. And that's it. But there's no other way to say it. And I'm not blowing smoke. I'm not just trying to make people feel good. The rest of the world is not in good position demographically. China is not in a good position demographically. EU is not in good position demographically.
You know something I remember?
Remember me saying that?
I remember on my program when you first started. I don't know how many years. When was it?
2005.
That's when you first came on with me.
Right.
You mentioned China.
Yeah.
And China. And they weren't going to... You know something?
They're cooked. They're in bad shape. Why do you think they're sucking up to us? What's happening is Xi Jinping, he took over from Hu Jintao and discovered that the government was, like, totally corrupt. So he's trying to fix that. Well, good luck. He wants to make China a market economy. But to have a market economy, you need consumers. And what they've done with their one-child-only policy, Brad, is under 40 years old, they're missing a half billion people.
Those are people. How many?
Half billion.
Wow.
Yeah, 500.
Half a billion.
Half billion, 500 million. So right now they have a deficit. They have a hole in their population that's not going to be able to pay tax to support their country. So he's got to move fast. He's got to make friends with us fast. Or I don't know how he's going to run things. because they're literally going to have a billion elderly that they're not going to be able to feed. And now they've gone to a two-child-only policy. They're going to have a bunch of young people they can't feed. What are they going to do? That's a major mistake. Demographically, you cannot tamper with nature. You can't. Once you tamper with nature, they have 90 million young men who can't get married because there are no female counterparts. They tampered with nature. Why would they do that? And I don't care how advanced you think they're getting or how their military looks or anything like that. They messed up their own demography. They messed up their own people. And you can't do that. That's the exact opposite of the United States. The United States has got the biggest population of young people that are starting households in the history of the nation. Couldn't be any better. It really couldn't. We're in good shape, Brad.
Well, that's
you look like you're not believing me.
No. I believe you because you're a demographer. This is your business. You're successful. I mean, big corporations believe you. I mean, the point being that you get pounded every single day about the United States. Let me tell you, I'd go right down to the bottom for them.
Yeah.
You know that.
Sure.
I mean, that's how I feel about America.
That's the thing you and I have always had in common. We don't think exactly the same. But you and I have always had that in common, and that is that the United States is the best nation on earth.
Oh, period. No question.
Yeah. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Do you know, just a quick fact for your audience, Russia. We think Russia's are equal. Russia's contribution to world GDP is 3%. 3%. Russia is a gas station. They sell their resources. You know what our contribution is to world GDP, USA? Is 30%.
Really?
30. Yeah. So, really, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about with Russia? They have some weapons. They've got some technology. They're a force. Yeah, well, they're trying desperately. And you know what Russia has? Russia's population, when they dissolved the Soviet Union, was 150 million. Now it's down to 120. Russia is very soon here is going to have a nation of old, sick people. Then what? Then what do you do? How do you run a country? You don't think Putin has... He understands that. That's why he's not leaving Ukraine. He wants to annex 50 million healthy Ukrainians. Yeah.
What do you think about Trump's latest action?
I think that was decisive. I applaud him. I have a little... I'm a Republican. And a lot of Republicans like swallowed hard with Trump, and it is what it is. But I applaud that decision with Syria, and now Wall Street Journal today, Russia, U.S. rips Russia, and when's the last time we really took a stand like that? God bless us.
It's true.
Yeah.
True.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. So,
yeah,
you were listening to me when I was reading.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you this. One of the sectors that I deal with a lot is called death care. That's what they call
death care.
Yeah, it's called death care. There's health care, elder care, and death care, and those are three different sectors. I would encourage people to plan now. Absolutely positive. And again, I'm not just playing up to your sponsor, but what's going to happen, Brad? The baby boomers right now are 53 to 72. At 75, things happen to your body. And a lot, we're going to lose a lot of baby boomers, and we literally do not have enough capacity to handle the dying baby boomers. We just don't. So what I would encourage people to do is if they're in that age category, plan now, because you're going to be in awful competition in about 5 years.
Let me ask you, Ken, about our country compared to other countries. Now, China, you have always said this. And, you know, there were people who were curious about the leader of the Chinese now who's trying to straighten out that country.
Sure.
Came over here to visit with Donald Trump down in Florida.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's never like that.
No. And he was very cool. Brought his wife, the Trump's daughter's kids entertained him. Well, I guess Trump was off in the situation room. Yeah, what about that? You're going to see our relationships with China are going to be very good.
Very good, you say?
Oh, yeah, no problem. There's not going to be any problem. There was some saber-rattling when under Obama, but not under Trump. No, Trump sent a message to the world with Syria, didn't he? Those cruise missiles?
Oh!
That was a message to the world. That was a message to Kim Jong-un. It was a message to
North Korea,
Xi Jinping. Yeah, yeah. It was a message to everybody. Yeah, like, wait, United States just woke up. Yeah, how about that? Good stuff, Brad.
But that is what you're hearing too.
What I'm hearing across the board, Brad, from everyone. And yes, there are changes in markets. And when you have changes in markets, you have people that are very anxious. And what are we going to do? And I tell them, I said, listen, what's the most important question in marketing across the board? And we're a market economy. Is how big is my market, and is it getting bigger or smaller? That's all you want to know. Because if it's getting smaller, you have a problem. If it's getting bigger, you got to prepare. Right now, the United States market is about to explode. One, we have what they call a barbell economy, and that is we have the baby boomers at one end of the economy at 53 to 72 years old. Baby boomers are not going out quietly. They're going out consuming like crazy. They're going out. They're moving south because they want to get out of the winter across the board. So you're going to have everybody from North Carolina all the way down to Florida, all the way across to California. All those states are going to do very, very well from the baby boomers. But you have this whole new crop of kids that were born 1985 to 2004 called Generation Y. And I talked about them.
You did.
Endless. And so people were bored to tears. But right now, they're getting married. They're getting married late. They're moving out of their parents' basements. They're going to have kids, and I hope they have three. Three for the Pope. You remember that, right?
I remember that.
Yeah. And so we have consumers headed our way that are going to turn us on our ear, but they're going to change things. And what you need to do in this particular demography and economy is not be prepared to change. Not be afraid to change. As long as you're not afraid to change. And I tell my audiences that. Folks, it's okay. Relax. We're going to have a change, but it's good. It's all good. Coming our way. Interesting thing about China under Xi Jinping is, you know, what he's trying to do is take some of the wealth away from the people that got it in bad ways in China. Where are they going? They're coming here. We have more people coming into the United States now, last 3 years, than we had from Latin American countries, especially Mexico. So... The new immigrant to the United States is Asian.
This is a big problem here too.
Well, it's a problem because they don't assimilate. They isolate. But we'll see. We have a wonderful system. People come here and even though they don't want to, in a lot of cases, they do assimilate because the United States is the best place on earth. Why wouldn't you want to come here? You don't see anybody bailing out of the United States and going someplace else. I mean, where would you go?
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, you're a demographer.
Yeah.
And a demographer is different than all of us. I mean, you know, I'm not a demographer. I come in here every day. I do a radio program with Dan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the facts. We have this. I get upset about what's going on because this one's not getting this and this one's not getting that. And some of the other ones are getting it all. I mean, these are the things that bother me.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I've got a good friend in Middlefield, Connecticut, called Jack Lyman, who opened up a golf course.
Yes.
Okay, and he had a problem with beavers. Beavers built a dam on a river near his golf course and flooded some of the holes, and people don't play 16 holes of golf. So he destroyed the dam. Problem solved? No, you got to deal with the beavers. Problems, symptoms and causes. Demography is a cause. Everything else, the economy, is a symptom. So once you understand that people are the issue, not dollars, everything falls into place. And that's how you can tell the United States is well positioned. Now, after 50 years from now, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll be dead. I don't care.
I will too.
I'll be out of here. Yeah.
So, good morning. I'll be gone.
Yeah. I'm kind of amazed. We are the survivors, aren't we, Brad?
I guess so.
Yeah, man. And I've known you forever. You've been in my life since I was a kid listening to DRC. You know, so, but we're in a good place. I want people to understand that. I want people to take a look at the stock market. Have you seen what's happened to the stock market? Yeah. Brad, I've been able to I teamed up with some guys in the stock market. We got a portfolio that's producing 20% routinely. And it's not because I'm smart. It's just because I can do math. I mean, what the heck is that?
So we are in
the best position ever, demographically. That's the people. Now, if you want to say Wall Street, you ever read the Wall Street Journal? They talk about the stock market like it's alive.
I know.
You know, the stock market was jittery today. Well, what the heck does that mean? The only thing that can be jittery is a person.
But really, this is, I'm so glad.
Well, are you going to have me back some more? We should do this. Let's do this. We used to do it once a month, right?
Can we do it?
Yeah. Well, the only problem that I have is I'm...
Well, can you call? I'll tell you what. I'll put it up right now.
What's that?
You call Donna, and when you know that you're going to be able to get in here...
Yeah.
Okay? You call Donna. I want you in here.
Cool.
No, seriously.
I love this.
And we're going to have a half hour just like this.
Yeah.
And but if you could do that, because when you left, I know you why you left, because of the work and everything else,
yeah.
And it just clicked. But now that you're back here, it's a great plus and a great motivator for my radio audience.
Oh, I know that.
And that's what I find out.
Yeah.
You know?
People, I run into people still. Like, I'll go to the supermarket or I'll be in, you know, one of the big box stores, and people came up to me and said, "You were on Brad Davis, weren't you?" How did you remember that? You have an audience out there, Brad, that's like a sleeping giant. It's wonderful. It really is. Big, big audience of really cool people. Yeah. Well, you know that.
I know that.
They don't like when people make stuff up to make them feel good, but I'm not making this up.
Oh, no. You never did.
No.
I remember when you first started. Who was that? You remember?
Yeah.
Remember that? But no. No, you're legit. And I just want, when you're back here, and all you have to do is remember to call Donna.
Yeah.
And we'll get you in here if it's once a month, if it's what, because I want my people to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you were the one that started it. And I thank you so much for this book. I can't wait to read this, boy.
Yeah.
Upside, Ken Gronback, Upside, Profiting from the Profound Demographic Shifts Ahead. And he autographs it, too. Brad, elephants never forget.
Well, you understand the metaphor, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I was the first one.
Yeah, you're the first one. And on this entire publicity... A thing that I'm doing right now, you're number one. This is the first one I'm doing right now.
Really?
This is it, yeah.
Well, I thank you so much. I really do, Ken. And here comes Donna. She's coming in.
Oh, cool.
I think, and you know.
I'll talk to her.
You talk to her. Will
okay.
You? God bless.
Brett, he does. Brett, he, more than you know.
Semper Fi. I know you can't say that.
No, you set me up.
Hey, thanks a million for coming in, and we'll see you again.
Take care.
You bet. Thank you.